Good morning. I'm excellent, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. First off, congratulations on 50 years of the Canadian Finals Rodeo.
Can you believe it?
Can't begin to tell you how many memories I've got of watching the CFR at the old Coliseum in Edmonton.
Well, we're excited to have it back in Edmonton. It last hosted here in 2017, so it's been a few years since we've hosted it. And for this year, it'll be in the brand new building, right in our downtown core. So it's going to be a great experience for all those folks attending the CFR.
And there's so much more to the CFR than just the rodeo. And I don't want to say just the rodeo, but it's so much more than the rodeo.
Well, we were trying to create a Rodeo Week atmosphere and trying to add in events, you know, not just at Rogers Place downtown, but immediately outside Rogers Place, but also getting businesses involved and participating in the event. The biggest piece that I think we're really excited about is the Canadian Country Expo that is taking place over at the Expo Center, and that features daily kind of Western culture events, anything from team roping to barrel racing, bullfighters events to dummy roping, Canadian Junior Rodeo event, plus a really expansive trade show. So the Expo Center is going to be hopping during the day when visitors are in town. That's the place to be. Edmontonians who want to kind of get into that Western culture, it's free admission. So Expo Center during the day is certainly the place to be, with daily activities running from Wednesday to Sunday.
I actually took part in dummy roping once. Do you want to know what...
Yeah, how did you do?
I was the dummy. They got me every time.
Oh.
So basically, you've set it up so people can do the trade show through the day and then make their way over to Rogers Place and catch some of the fantastic rodeo action.
Yes, and after the rodeo, we've also programmed concerts. We have the Reclaws at the Expo Center on Thursday night. We have Gord Bamford Friday night at the Convention Center. And so those are ticketed events, the Thursday and Friday, and tickets are available at Ticketmaster.ca. And then on Saturday night, we kind of finish off with a free concert featuring the Roadhammers downtown in Fan Park in the tent.
Holy smokes. So no shortage of things going on. Now let's talk about specifically the rodeo. These are cowboys and cowgirls from across North America and the very best of the best.
Yes. The interesting part is anyone across North America can qualify. They do have to compete in at least 15 rodeos in Canada. And then it comes down to the winnings. So the cowboys and cowgirls with the highest winnings in their category, the top 12 will qualify for this Canadian Finals Rodeo.
So you've got the very best cowboys and cowgirls, and you've also got the very best stock.
The stock, exactly the same thing. The top quality stock makes it to the they're competing as well. So this is only the best show up at the Canadian Finals Rodeo.
Now, if I want a full schedule of events, ticket prices, who's playing where, anything and everything CFR, where am I going?
So visit CFR.ca. It has all of the information, ticket information. It'll have information on Rodeo Week activities, also information on the Canadian Country Expo taking place at the Expo Center.
And are we saying yeg-haw now instead of yee-haw? Is that what we're doing?
I think yeg-haw is our new coined phrase. I'm hoping to hear a lot of Edmontonians.
I love it. That's fantastic. Canadian Finals Rodeo, Rogers Place in downtown Edmonton, celebrating 50 years. Arlindo, thank you so much for coming on the show to give everybody the 411.
Well, it's my pleasure. Looking forward to this exciting week.